The lawn of the Okotoks Art Gallery was filled with orange Friday morning, as the community came together to recognize the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. More than 100 people gathered in Piestu Park to participate in a traditional Blackfoot ceremony conducted by Dustin Walter and Shelley Eli alongside town Indigenous Relations Advisor Desmond Jackson. Walter hails from Montana's Amskapii Piikani, South Pagan, while Eli is Blackfoot from the southern Alberta Piikani. Jackson is also from the Piikani First Nation. The ceremony is for truth and reconciliation, to honor, remember and reflect on the lives that were lost to residential school, the survivors and all the families affected by the residential school system, Jackson explained. So today was a pipe ceremony to pray for all those people and everybody here. Okotoks Indigenous Relations Advisor Desmond Jackson hands out bannock during a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today with the teepee full, patrons sat cross-legged on the grass outside for a glimpse of tradition which included singing, prayers, tobacco and sweet grass burning. A round dance was also held, following traditional face painting by Eli and Walter. Berry soup was also enjoyed, following a prayer of thanks to Mother Nature led by Walter, which ended with a berry returning to the ground. Bannock was also served. The support for Indigenous culture and lifestyle in the town of Okotoks is obviously huge, like, this place was packed, said Jackson. He added there is still work to be done when it comes to recognizing the significance of Indigenous oral culture and Western culture, with the goal of drawing parallels and making the two equal. Summer Big Smoke hands out bowls of berry soup during a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. The Okotoks Municipal Center was lit in orange beginning September 29 and will remain until the morning of October 1. Town administrative operations were closed Friday, though the Okotoks Recreation Center, Centennial Arenas, Okotoks Art Gallery and Museum and Archives remained open to the public. On display at the art gallery, was the Dunbow Residential School display and the showing of a video titled Every Child Matters, Reconciliation, Act 2. Dustin Walter, a member of the Amskapii Piikani Nation in Montana, drums and sings for a round dance following a ceremony at Piestu Park for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Okotoks firefighters, along with members of the public, participate in a round dance following a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Members of the public participate in a round dance following a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Town officials and members of the public participate in a round dance following a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Members of the public participate in a round dance following a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Ava Tran, whose mother is Métis from Treaty 6 territory, wears an orange Every Child Matters shirt during a ceremony at Piestu Park marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today.